Thunder Bay. Over the years, Lori Paris has run a successful business and spent thousands of hours volunteering and fighting for the downtrodden as a community activist. She's ready to take that experience to City Hall, running as one of four candidates seeking the McKellar Ward seat. Paris, who was 18th out of 26 candidates in the 2018 at-large race, said she's long had an interest in local politics and really got to know the issues in her last campaign 4 years ago. The political bug stayed with her. I didn't win that race, but I stayed involved in the community. I watched every council meeting over the past 4 years, except for about five. I'm a businesswoman. I've helped in the revitalization in the north side of the city and the south side of the city, which is what we're working on right now, Paris said. I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, I'm a wife, I'm a community activist. What we tried to do during this campaign was let people know that I do more than community activities. I feel like I'm a voice for those who don't have a voice. But I wanted them to see more of the businesswoman side. Among her efforts since 2018 was advocating to save Dee's Pool, which ultimately failed, and she also spoke to council in deputations, asking them to postpone a planned $46 million indoor turf facility. I'm in the yes column for an indoor sports facility, but not when we were struggling through COVID and not at that price tag, Paris said. There's no question crime, homelessness and addiction are the top two issues she's looking to solve should she be elected on October 24. They all go together, Paris said. That's top of the list for a lot of people. And second, of course, is infrastructure, the roads and plowing in the winter. Being the McKellar Ward representatives means having to balance the needs of two distinctly different downtown cores. Paris Restaurant was located in the North Core, and she's proud of the revitalization taking place there, including a planned streetscape project on Red River Road. On the south side, yes, it's been neglected. But I'm hearing that not only on the south side of the city, but I'm hearing it from north side businesses as well, she said. They want to see the south side get its fair share. I've been with the Hub Bazaar for 8 years. It's slower. We've got to ensure Victoriaville gets the demolition that's needed and that Victoria Avenue East gets opened up. Then we can start on the revitalization then, having those components of political will, dollars and a great organization, say like DefSup, come and help us until we can reach that capacity. Paris also wants to see revitalization efforts made at Cam River Park. You have to have that tourist attraction to draw people, and so the Cam River Park is just a natural tourist attraction to be able to develop on the south side. As for police, council has a role to let the police board know what it thinks police need, she said. And we need police on the street. We need community policing. Having that presence in the community is not just about arresting people, it's about getting to know community members and being proactive.